Liam, well, I suppose it's very early days. Three games, well, most teams have three games played. A couple of teams have just two games played. And, well, how's it going so far? From a Trillig point of view, I'm sure you're quite happy. Top of the table?
Trillig would be reasonably happy with the start they've made. They obviously have done what has been asked of them. They've won their three games. And, you know, whilst they'll be the first to admit, and, you know, there's probably sterner tests ahead, but they certainly had a tough enough opener against Carrickmore. You know, we're traditionally a good team, and we'll always put it up to anybody. But the three wins and 6 points, I suppose, top of the table. You can't ask for much more.
Killy Clare and Eric Kieran up there as well.
Yeah, Killy Clare, Eric Kieran, Oma, all unbeaten. You know, probably the usual suspects at this, you know, in these last few years now. There are more unbeaten again, like, you know, so Colin are going reasonably well. But, you know, albeit Eric and Kieran beat them the last day. But again, it's going to be those teams will be involved in the shake up again. But.
Yeah, and of course, this year, you suppose those teams with county players have the benefit of having their county players for the early part of the league anyway.
Yeah, well, in fairness to Mickey Hart and Trone, you know, all the clubs in Trone would have had the first five league games five league games played before the Ulster Championship started with their county players any year. So it's not a huge difference, to be honest, in Tyrone, but it certainly obviously benefit from it, surely.
Yeah, but as you said, quite a long way to go yet. So, looking at the weekend games, we'll start with the top one. I suppose two of the teams that are struggling, Moy and Pomeroy. I suppose this is a 4-pointer even this early stage of the league.
It is a 4-pointer, yeah. And you know, obviously the Moy are suffering the loss of Colley Kavanagh. Euron Deeney wasn't playing that night against Sully too. You know, the three or four top players missing, you know, and a big loss to him. So, you know, without Colley against Pomeroy, even the other guys were back, they're going to be struggling because Pomeroy are in desperation, you know, not in desperation, but they do need to win at this stage, you know, and Pomeroy would have been fancied by many people, like, and they've got off to what they'd be regarding, I'm sure, as a poor start, but I can see them, you know, hoping to pick up 2 points on Sunday, you know, if they're going to kickstart their season or even at this early stage.
Eden Dark home to Ergil Kieran.
Yeah, that'll be an interesting one because Eden Dark are going, you know, are going well, and I think from memory Eden Dark beat Errigal last year in the league, so it could be a wee surprise there. You know, Eden Dark are going well, and McCurry now is fully committed to the club, and you know, almost equalised with him with the last kick of the game, the last time out. So it's definitely. I wouldn't be surprised if Eden Dark happened to turn them over.
Yeah, and Trillig, they're home to Arbow, always a tough enough nut to crack.
Aye, Arbow and Trillig's always nip and tuck. You know, in the last couple of years, probably they've met in star games, and Arbow's had the upper hand. And again, there's not going to be much in it, like, but with home advantage and the boys, all the county boys available, you know, Trillig would be hoping to get 2 points. But as you say, it's always Trillig, Arbow down the years has always been a really good game, and it's a good yardstick. You know, generally it's a yardstick for either team as to where they are in their preparations for the later stages of the season.
Yeah. Clonoe at home to Donoughmore.
Again, a very tough one. Clonoe suffered a defeat the last time out, and, you know, they haven't been going as well as they certainly would have liked to have been. You know, they won the first day out, but I think they've lost the last two. So they'll be, and Donoughmore started off well, and again we're probably expecting a better start than they've got. Although they've played Killy Clare, in fairness to them, in Killy Clare, which would have been a tough one at any stage, no matter how well you're going. So again, there's not going to be much in it. Either way, home advantage might be swinging.
Ahiaran up among the big boys again. The one win out of three, which I suppose isn't bad. They're at home to Derry Laughan.
Yeah, and again, that'll be both teams have made a Derry Laughlin and Ahiaran have made a reasonably good start. Obviously, Derry Laughlin has got the points on the board, but Ahiaran were very unlucky in two of their games. You know, they were away to Arbow and were only beat by 2 points, and they were at home to Colline the first game, and it was level pegging. You know, going into injury time, so and then they got a victory away to Galway last week. So, you know, they're going very well, and that's without their top marksman, young McHugh, up front, running. And you know, he's out long term injury. He's on the Tyrone as well. Like, a very good club forward, very good forward. And they would have been relying heavily on him for scores, you know, throughout the intermediate campaign last year. But they've played without him, and you know, they really have acquitted themselves well. So.
And I'm sure for Aharon, it's about, you know, it's consolidation their position up in Division One.
Well, there's that. Like, if you're talking to any Aharon, you know, people at the start of the year, I'm sure they would have, you know, they'd have settled, because it wasn't an easy start. You know, at home to Killeen and away to Arbo, your first two games, away to Galway, they probably would have been expecting to get something out of that. But you know, their performances against Arbo and Killeen, you know, any Aharon man that you would be talking to, they would be very happy with them, especially given that they're without, you know, their top marksman. Like, but you know, certainly they're cutting themselves well, and they're a big, strong, physical and mobile team, like, too, to be honest.
And Cally Clacher, as we said, going particularly well. Three wins from three games. Carrickmore probably in a bit of a transition.
Carrickmore would be in a bit of a transition, yeah. They got a good victory the last day out against Clonoe. Again, them and Cally Clacher derby match. And, you know, Raymond Munro would be, you know, he'd be getting his way of playing and all that. And the boys, and there's no better place to test it than in competitive games. Rather than, you know, friendlies are all right, but the real competitive stuff, you know, often gives you more enlightenment to how things is going. Like, and he'll no doubt he'll get them turned around, as Carrickmore always do. Like, you know, they're them and Cally Clacher will be tough. Cally Clacher's probably, you know, they would be fancying themselves well this year with them throwing circles, you know, and they would be aiming for, you know, victory. They'd be looking at themselves probably as favourites for the championship at this stage.
Dominic Corrigan's still there, is he?
Dominic Corrigan's still there, I Dom's. Has him in good shape now, I'm sure, you know, and Dominic, and he'll always tell you everything that's going on anyway, like. No chance.
Tell me, overall, I suppose they have the county players for another couple of games, have they?
They have the county games for another, including this game, three league games.
Yeah.
They have another game the following Sunday, and then on the Friday night, and that's it, then they're back to...
So you're going to be talking, what, seven, nearly the league halfway through?
The league will be well round, yeah. There'll be, what, six league games? Three played now, no, three. There'll be six played, yeah. Mm-hmm. So it'll be approaching halfway stage, like.
Yeah, so...
And, you know, even at this early stage, you know, by the end of those six games, there should be gaps appearing in top six, that sort of region of the table, like, you know, you'd expect. Even at that stage, it'll be taking shape, you know.
Yeah, and it will probably go that way anyway, that there will be a top six, and then there'll be middle ground, and there'll be a bottom.
That's always the way it pans out, you know. And you know, while it's a very competitive league, and any team on any day could beat, you know, any other team, to be honest. But, you know, there generally is that three, four, five at the bottom, and then there's that middle safety ground, and then the top four or six teams then. Usually there's a wee bit of a gap there as well, like, but you know, albeit 2 points, 4 points, or whatever. But there's still that bit of a gap, it's the same as any league table, I suppose.